This is the Recruiting Guy Podcast. And now, here's your host, Richard Davenport.
Okay, this is Richard Davenport. Let's obviously talk about the biggest news of the weekend. Actually, two, Coach Morris getting fired, and then Moses Moody committing to Arkansas. Both of them huge topics we'll hit on in this podcast. But we'll start off with the bad news and finish up, with the good news with Moses Moody. But the bad news, obviously, Coach Morris getting fired. And halftime of Saturday's game, I think everybody knew that that was the end of Coach Morris. He obviously had lost the team. The effort the last few games hasn't been there, and it was I know a lot of people point towards the Citadel game back in the early 90s as the lowest point in Arkansas modern football history. Well, I thought Saturday was. I couldn't see any other game comparing to what happened on Saturday, because Arkansas was coming off of a 4-8 season, 2-10, and now it looks like another possible 2-10 season. And for them to perform like they did on Saturday, it was unbelievable. But anyway, you knew that was the end, and obviously Sunday it was announced. It was a good move, obviously, with Coach with Hunter Yurecek naming Barry Lunny Jr. as the interim head coach. Everything that I've heard from sources within the building to parents of kids is that the team has really embraced Coach Lunny. And I tweeted out shortly after the meeting on Sunday night with a team meeting with Hunter Yurecek and Barry Lunny Jr. that the team gave him a big round of applause, and it was an emotional moment, I was told, when that happened, because I think obviously the kids have been through a lot over the last few years, and Coach Lenny's been there. He understands exactly what has transpired over the last few years, and he pointed out something that was very true. He's gone through a interim head coach when he was a freshman. And they went to Tennessee and beat number four Tennessee when and I think it was his first start, if I'm not mistaken, at quarterback. So that he can sell that, and that's what he's doing right now, saying we're going to go down to LSU and give great effort and see what happens. And that's all you can ask for right now is great effort, because obviously the effort hasn't been there the last few weeks. And it's an embarrassment to the fan base, to the coaching staff, and to the players. But I don't think that you'll see the lack of effort the last two games, because everything, like I said, everything I've heard is very positive. How the team has been receptive to Coach Lunny. He's widely respected by the players and the parents, and you saw that on Twitter when he was named and after the press conference. But right now, you're having to, without a full-time head coach, a new coach, it probably won't be announced until sometime around the Missouri game, probably a little bit afterwards. But the early sign-in period is December the 18th through the 20th. You need somebody in as soon as possible, because right now you've had 5 decommitments, probably will have some more. You're down to 9 commitments, and really just 8, because Chandler Morris is still technically a commitment, but you know that he won't be going to the University of Arkansas. So it's important for the new coach to jump right into recruiting and try to keep those guys that are committed, and the guys that decommitted, go back out and try to recruit those guys. And I think there's two things to think about here. Obviously, the recruiting class, but also because of the portal, I think it's changed college football in so many ways. But now as a new coach, you need to probably look at – you usually keep one or two assistants on – retain one or two assistants from the previous staff. And I could see that definitely in this situation, because here you got most half your roster is basically sophomores and freshmen. Guys recruited by Morris. So you probably need to keep, I would say, minimum two guys that you really trust on staff, and maybe three that the players respect and look at and feel like that they can trust, because those guys now with the portal, all you have to do is enter your name. You do not have to have permission from the head coach like you used to be able to enter the portal. So, and that's one thing that Hunter Hurecek said, please don't jump into the portal when he met with the players on Sunday night. Give the new coach a chance and see what happens after that. So with the new coach, I think you need some familiar faces still on the staff, on the new staff. And I think Barry Lunney Jr. obviously is a no-brainer, because you need somebody that knows the state of Arkansas, knows the program inside out. He knows that. Obviously very respected by the players and the fan base. Then Jeff Traylor is somebody that I think that you look at too, because he recruited East Texas like Arkansas has never recruited East Texas in years, like they have the last few years, and that's because of Jeff Traylor and his ties to the east part of the state. And he's a legend in East Texas. At Gilmore, he won championships. And if you go to East Texas like I did right before the Texas A&M game, I traveled two days around East Texas. And anytime you talk about Jeff Traylor, the coaches just rave about him. The respect that he has in East Texas is off the charts. And I've probably never seen another coach like him have the respect that he does of people in East Texas. Yeah, I mean, he can go anywhere in East Texas, and the coaches know him, the players know him, the parents know him because of what he did in his high school career in East Texas, especially at Gilmore. But anyway, I think that's so important going forward, is to retain some current assistants that you know that have the respect of the team and feel like that they can trust these guys, because you're going to need that, because you're going to ask them to trust a new head coach without really knowing him. But if you're able to keep two or three assistants on staff, and I don't know if that's going to happen, but I think that that's something you have to consider because of the portal and how easy it is to lose some of these guys. And let's face it, last year's recruiting class, you see so much promise from that. K.J. Jefferson, Trey Knox, Traylon Burks. I mean, the list goes on. It's a very impressive class. And the future really is about that class and what's coming in this class and the next class and the next class. But the 2019 class has a chance to be special as juniors and seniors, and you need to try to hang on to that. But anyway, the 5 decommitments, I think that I talked to two of them, and I'm going to be writing a story on two of them. They are receptive if, say, Coach Traylor or Coach Lunney or, say, a Coach Stepp are retained. So there's a possibility of maybe getting some of these guys back on board. But and let's just talk about the roster in itself. Not only do you have basically half the roster of sophomores and freshmen, but also you have guys that are obviously recruited by Coach Bielema, and those guys you need to hang on to. Some of those guys are going to be your senior class next year, so you need to hang on to those guys, because you lose them, you're going to lose some valuable players and some guys that you really would count on next year. And that, again, that goes back to maybe retaining some of these assistants that are currently on staff, because they could, some of them could be graduate transfers and just leave. And you want to keep it to a minimum. There's going to be some transfers, there's no doubt about it, but you want to try to keep it at a low number. Let's talk about Moses Moody. That was huge, obviously, on Saturday night. felt real good about him being a Razorback, and he obviously made that official. Now, as of right now, it doesn't look like he'll be signing during the early signing period. I talked to his dad last night, and he still said they're looking to sign in the spring. So that's something that you have to continue to recruit them until the spring, until they sign. But I think that with Moses and his parents, I think they're all three sold on Coach Musselman. I think one thing that you can say with Coach Musselman, he did an outstanding job of recruiting him. Made a huge impact on them from the standpoint of how he can help Moses get to the league. And talking to Kareem Moody, Moses' dad, he said that they saw things from Coach Musselman that they hadn't seen it from anybody else, as far as detail, as far as how they can make Moses a better player and develop him, showed his weaknesses, showed his strengths, just broke down his total game. And there's so many other things that Coach Musselman gets into that that also kind of helps him behind the scenes as far as after basketball, which I think at some point that will be discussed. But that's the second commitment in the 2020 class. Obviously, Devontae Davis, the point guard slash combo guard. I kind of look at him as a point guard, but I think you could make an argument he could be a shooting guard too. But he was the first commitment. He'll be signing next Tuesday. So that's good. And then you're going to have Chris Moore from West Memphis. He's signing on he's announcing his decision on Friday, signing on Friday. Arkansas or Memphis, I don't have a great gut feeling either way right now. I think, if anything, that James Wiseman and Penny Hardaway news last week that came out, I don't think that did anything but help Arkansas. Because you know that there's going to be a cloud over Memphis for two or three years, and you don't know if that's going to include maybe postseason a ban or what. There's going to be just anytime you have the NCAA, you know, looking into your program, that creates uncertainty, and for a recruit and parents and family members, that makes you a little uneasy. So I think that plays in Arkansas's favor, but I'm not ready to say that Arkansas for sure is destination. But all five of the in-state guys, and also I'm talking about KK Robinson and Jalen Williams, along with Moses, Chris, and Devontae, they do a group chat, and they call themselves the Arkansas Fab Five. Which, you know, if you're an Arkansas fan, you like the sound of that. That's kind of encouraging, because they see the possibility of maybe being the Michigan version of the Fab Five, and maybe that tells you that that's what it's going to be like in the future for Arkansas basketball. If that's the case, that'd be huge. Needless to say, but you know. The thing with I will say Jalen Williams and KK Robinson, I think I'd be surprised if they're not Razorbacks. The only one that I'm don't have a strong feeling either way is Chris Moore. And if he somehow jumps on board on Friday, you just hope that the guys that are saying that they'll sign in the spring, Moses Moody, KK Robinson, and Jalen Williams, that they do. And if they do, obviously, the excitement level for Arkansas basketball is going to go to a new level. And I think Arkansas fans are already excited about what Coach Musselman is doing right now. But obviously, that bodes well for the future. And we've talked about this in the past. Anytime Arkansas football or basketball has been very good, it's a lot of times the key contributors are from Arkansas. So you would have five guys, and maybe a sixth if Isaac McBride decides to transfer to Arkansas. I wouldn't rule that out. Now, I think we may hear something fairly soon about him, because at some point, if you're a transfer, coaches are wanting to know, are you coming? Because so they can kind of plan out the numbers for next year. And I know Arkansas technically, you know, only has about four spots, but you, it's kind of like in football, you let the numbers work themselves out later. But I think right now, you know, if you're a Razorback fan in basketball, there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about landing the top, the Fab Five. But again, the key is Chris Moore and what he does on Friday. That's it for this week's podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next week.